We're back. 2 minute drill. We are here to talk about the West Coast. I am Pierce, joined by my wonderful co-founder of the Barber's Chair, Mr. Scott Lewis. How are you, sir?
Doing quite swell, man. I'm tired because I've been driving the late Forest every damn day since I got here, which is a long ass drive, like an hour and a half, bro.
Lake Forest from Southwest side, yeah.
Yes,
that's a long drive.
It's a long drive.
Yeah, I'll be going to D.C. in Baltimore to see my beloveds this upcoming week. I cannot wait to watch stress-free baseball, knowing that I got T-minus 7 more weeks of Wilson Contreras on my baseball team. Cherishing it all.
Cherishing every bit of it. The good times, the good memories.
Mm-hmm.
Will he be the last 2016 Cub on the roster?
Kyle Hendricks.
I forgot that nigga's alive.
Ain't nobody taking him.
That
ship sailed, man. Hey, do you want 87 miles per hour? I would love to sell somebody on 87 miles per 87 hour.
87 miles per hour. That's his fastball.
I mean, he could touch 89, 90, but
Jesus,
he's more finesse than power. Not in this day. Have you bought back in?
No, but okay. I will be in attendance tomorrow. In a great seat. Shout out to our guy Mike. Of course, he's been on 40 Club. For those of you who don't follow Optimal Viewing on Twitter, follow my guy. He's in town. He's coming to 79th and Hallis 200 on Thursday. So he hit me like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I got tickets to the Sox Astros game. So I will be watching my team lose, but at least I'll be in the 100 section.
Yeah, and it's a day game too, ain't it?
No, it's a night game.
End of the series, night game?
Huh? Yeah, end of the series, night game. 7-10 joint.
I see it's 1-0 and you guys are threatening. So, really going out there trying to get Dylan Cease to Cy Young.
It's a 4-game series. I'm guessing Thursday is the...
I see.
Yeah, so I will be there. But like I told people, like I said on this pod, too, it's football season. So I didn't even watch last night. I woke up with right before I was going to go to bed, I saw the alert in my phone that Yoan Moncada gave it a winning run.
Let's flip back to what we're here for. How happy are you now that football is back in your life?
I'm elated, man. I'm elated. Football is my obsession. I love football. Like, outside of the sorry football team we root for. Right. By the way, today's practice was not a good one. And that's all I'm legally obligated to say because it was a closed practice. It's not a good one. Let's just say that one. And they need to run the ball to Dave Montgomery a lot. But anyway, I digress. I am very excited about football this year. There's so many storylines this season. And the NFC is going to be the JV league of the NFL. And there's going to be some nasty teams that are going to be on that wild card. Like eight wins NFC? Legit. Yeah, the NFC.
Okay.
Yeah, the NFC is going to be the JV league. Like, I really feel like if you win 8 games, you might get a shot at that 7th wild card.
Man, I feel like that's always.
Well, it's going to be even nasty.
Wild card. So, yeah, I get it.
I'll be forgetting the Bears made the playoffs in 2020.
Everyone forgets the Bears make the playoffs. When I look back at the era of Bears football, I'm like, damn, yeah, we did make the playoffs in 2020.
That's probably the only one I forget. I remember the others.
It's so easy to forget because the only points that you scored or the only touchdown that you had came on the very last play of the game.
What annoyed me about that game was the Bears had chances. Like, noodle arm Drew Brees wasn't doing anything to us. We had chances to win that game. But
I saw
so glad that Matt Nagy's gone.
I know. What was it like seeing him on the other side the other day?
It was hilarious because he just looked like a million things were going through his head. Like, there was a shot. Shout out our guy, Nicholas Moreno, with CHGO Sports. Nick has the greatest camera phone I've ever seen in my damn life. Like, he took a picture from the press box that looked like he was sitting right next to Matt Nagy. And you could just see Matt Nagy on the sideline holding the football. And it's like all the thoughts was going in his head. Like, man, I used to be the head coach of this team. Now I'm a little nigga again. Like, let's be real. Andy Reid is a real nigga because, nigga, I could be Patrick Mahomes' QB coach. Like, it doesn't take skill to be Patrick Mahomes' QB coach. You just tell him, throw, nigga. So, like, but I will say a lot of the Bears are receptive to him. Like, you know, him and Justin chopped it up for a minute. of course, him and Demo. Yeah, he said something slick to Roquan, and Roquan had a nice little hearty laugh. I'm not a real big lip reader, and I obviously was in the press box, but he probably said something like "rob them niggas" to Roquan. So that was that. But you know, they showed a lot of love to him. The fans didn't boo him anything. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I always said this about Matt Nagy from the run-ins that I had with Matt Nagy last year, my first season running team. He looks like he's legitimately a nice guy. Like, I would drink a beer with Matt Nagy. Now, I've only been around Flus these last couple months covering the team, and he's only has one game under his belt. But one thing, just from talking to Flus, being around Flus, he understands the game of football way more than Matt Nagy already. That's one thing that I can point out. But, you know, it's just... It was weird to see him, but I was glad to see him on the other side. And as far as Roquan, that's when we could have no source on the matter, by the way. I gotta say these things now. But I think a deal gets done before week one. He's around the team every day. He is traveling to Seattle tomorrow. Flu said that today. Nicholas Morrow even said he's in all the linebacker meetings, he's engaged, everything. And the fact of the matter is this, he has no leverage, and even the NFL today put out that, well, yesterday,
Tom Pelissero tweeted. It's way too hot with Roquan Smith. I don't think, like you said, he has no leverage.
Yeah, you know, and then it's yesterday. Either
go out and play and have the season of your life and risk injury and get a massive paycheck at the end of it, or just take this.
And then also yesterday, I don't know if you saw Tom Pelissero's tweet, but he said that I guess he's been going around trying to talk to other teams, but since he doesn't have an agent, he's been doing it himself. The NFL, like,
Well, that's what I'm referring. That's what I'm referring to. Your block is way too hot right now. You have no leverage. Leverage. Like, this is what it is for you. So, hey, man, when keeping it real goes wrong, thank you, Roquan Smith.
He's not hurting because the nigga definitely drove past me in his white Lamborghini leaving practice last week, and I felt like Turtle on that episode of Entourage when 50 drove past him.
That's funny.
See you there in your daddy car, because I was in my daddy's car.
That's funny as hell, man. Let's talk about the West divisions. Starting,
I'm excited for this.
Both going to be real gauntlet. Divisions, I feel
like.
You think
NFC is going to be a gauntlet? NFC is going to be a two-man race to me.
I would say three, but I think that third's a distant third. Arizona is going to give them some
fight. Oh, I keep forgetting about Arizona. You're right.
Once DeAndre Hopkins get back, then it's going to... See, this is the thing about Arizona. Is you're going to have a mixture of first half Cliff Kingsbury, and then once they get DeAndre Hopkins back. You know, I don't think they're going to be particularly good. I actually took the under on their win total about a month back. But they're going to be able to fight. Now, truthfully, it is a two-team division. But it's still going to be a real good division compared to the other divisions in the NFC. Now, the AFC West, that's going to be a fucking battle. And that's where we will start here today.
Big gauntlet, man. A lot of classic matchups going to happen in SoFi this year.
The current favorites in the AFC West are your defending champion or defending division champion, Kansas City Chiefs, +135. You're getting plus money if you just bet on the Chiefs to win the division. Usually that's a sure bet. But the LA Chargers are pretty good, +240. They missed the playoffs last year, but that's really because their coach didn't understand that, you know, if we just, you know, don't play any defense, we could just get us high and go to the playoffs. Wild. I am not understanding why the Denver Broncos have the third best odds to win the division, +300.
That's something I want to talk about, too, about the Denver Broncos, because I'm not a believer. I'm a big Russell Wilson fan. I almost call this nigga Russell Westbrook.
Love that, man.
You know, I'm a big Russell Wilson fan. And I'm a fan of Broncos country. Let's ride. But I don't feel that this team is the one quarterback away that people have been saying about this team for the longest.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Russell Wilson has this thing where he's great the first eight games of the season and then falls off a cliff in the second half of the season. That concerns me. In a tougher division, especially division like this, you're not going to be able to fall off like he has consistently. So, and it's all, and besides the fact, I just think the other teams in the division are better. And just that too, when it just comes to a roster level, I just think the other teams are better.
Yeah, I agree with you on Denver, and we'll get a little deeper into Denver in a hot second. Russ is amazing. Russ is fucking fantastic. But we've seen Russ throw out some 7-9 teams.
Oh, yes,
you know, last year, what, 6-11 with Seattle. So this Broncos team was 6-10 last year, or 7-10 last year, I want to say. This is a good time to actually pull up the standings on my website, on the computer here. You know, I don't think that they're much better just by adding Russell Wilson than they were last year. They were 7-10 last year. I don't think that they're much better just because they're adding Russell Wilson. And then the Raiders, they got the Raiders at plus 700. And that is a little bit off to me because the Raiders have a really good offense. You get the cancers out of there in Gruden and Mayock and then some of the knuckleheads that was there. You bring in McDaniels, say whatever you want about McDaniels' first run in Denver. His second run under Hoodie with Belichick with Tom Brady has paid off in spades. So I think he is much more in a position to lead a team than he was the first time around. And he's got a much better team than the first time around. An actual quarterback, since he traded away the first one, an actual quarterback. Oh, I fucking forgot. He has DeAndre Adams or Devontae Adams on his team.
He does.
How do they have the worst division odds to the worst odds to win the division? I don't know.
I think it's really because some people still don't believe in Derek Carr.
And I understand it. All I'm saying is this team's going to put up points. The defense ain't there. Maybe that's another reason why. But this offense is going to put up points. But I digress. We start with Broncos country.
Let's ride.
They are, I got some wrong information. This one says plus 300. They're plus 300 somewhere to win the division. I don't know why. That's the conference. Another goof. So, yeah, they are plus 300 to win the division, plus 1,100 to win the AFC. Do not see it. But if you see the Broncos making the playoffs, maybe as a wild card, minus 140 at a lot of places. I think that's a nice bet. Their over-under is at 9.5 wins. Let's start in Denver, where regular season they open up on the road. Monday Night Football in Seattle. Russell Wilson going home to take on his former team.
Look, man, I don't even know why. I mean, I know why this game is on national TV because he's going back to Seattle. But we really hype on the first Monday night to see Russell Wilson versus Drew Lock.
It's the first Monday night of the season, so yes.
It's the NFL. So
I'm just happy to have Monday night. I am happy to have Monday Night Football and Joe Buck calling it and Troy Aikman calling it. The fact that it's the Broncos and the Seahawks, I'll live with it.
They could have scheduled that for like a Thursday night game, man. They could have gave me more of a juicy startup. But anyway, that's going to be a win for the Broncos.
Yeah, I got that as a Bronco win. Week two, home against the Houston Texans.
That's a dub.
Week three, Sunday night football at home against the San Francisco 49ers. Lance versus Russell Wilson in prime time.
That's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
That's a Sunday night game?
That's a Sunday night game.
Well, I'm going to take the Niners just because I don't believe they'll start 3-0.
I agree. At Las Vegas.
Vegas going to win that, man. I'm very high on the Raiders, man.
I agree. Thursday night, home against Indianapolis.
I'll take them.
You going to take the Broncos?
Yeah, I'll take the Broncos.
I'll go Colts. Monday night.
Colts too, by the way.
Yeah, Monday night, week six in LA against the Chargers.
See, this is why I think they're going to miss the playoffs. I'm taking the Chargers.
I am taking the Chargers as well. Home against the Jets, week seven.
That's a dub.
Sorry, Zach Wilson. I wish you well. Hope you come back soon.
Well, my guy Mike called him today, football Jimmer for debt, which I thought was quite hilarious.
Oh, God, that is, you know, yeah, BYU. This is an interesting one. So they'll do an ESPN game in Wembley. It'll be 7, or I guess it will be what? I hate doing math. It'd be 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 Pacific.
Yeah, which means Scott Lewis would not be watching this game.
That sounds like it. So Denver Broncos and the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Why do you always send in the Jaguars over the pond, man?
Because the Jaguars can't fully fill it up a stadium. That's why.
I mean, they got Trevor Lawrence now, but niggas used to send, like, I don't even know who was there, but David Garrard, Blaine Gabbert, Blake Bortles.
Yeah, I mean, we gotta think about it. Like, who gives a shit about the Jacksonville Jaguars? You can easily go send them as just like a home team to waste a home game, since a lot of people don't want to go to any home games anyway. And then all you do is you just get a team that has a good fan base that to play the Jaguars.
If you're trying to get the people of London Town to be more American football fans, I don't think sending the Jaguars is helping the case. But I digress. I will take the Denver Broncos in this game. The Jags are going to be bad, like 2-win bad.
I don't think they're going to be 2-win bad.
3 at most, bro. I am not. This team is bad. I'm not falling for the Doug Peterson and overpaid Christian Kirk. Who messed up the wide receiver market. Okay. That's what Roquan wants to do. Roquan wants to be the linebacker Christian Kirk.
A lot of thoughts here. my man has a lot of thoughts here. I don't want to get out of here. Week 9 is a bye. Week 10 in Tennessee.
I don't know what to think about the Titans this year, but I go to Tennessee with that one.
I'm going to go with the Broncos. Week 11, hosting the Raiders.
They'll win that one because then the Raiders aren't going to sweep them.
I think the Raiders do sweep them. Ooh, okay. In Carolina.
Oh, that's a dub.
Yep. In Baltimore.
I'm going to go B-mo.
You know, I put down L, but I'm thinking about it. Actually, no, late season Russ. Yeah, L. Sunday night hosting Kansas City. It's going to be a good game, but it's going to be a loss.
My boy Patty coming back, though. A lot of niggas been talking crazy.
How about this for, like, beating the late season woes? Russell Wilson hosting Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals.
He'll win that.
I think he will win that. This is an interesting one. Christmas, one of the Christmas games. I think it's the midday
game? It's the midday game because the GOAT has the last spot and Aaron Rodgers starts off with it.
Who is Tom Brady playing?
They are playing the Arizona Cardinals.
Ew. Denver Broncos in L.A. to face the Rams on Christmas.
Matty Stafford and the Rams are taking that one.
I agree. New Year's Day in Kansas City. It's going to be cold as hell, and it's going to be a loss for the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, they're getting swept by the
And then Week 18, hosting the L.A. Chargers, which will be an interesting game.
That might decide that
depending on, yeah, exactly.
And this is where?
It's in Denver.
Well, since I don't have them in the playoffs, I guess I have to take the Chargers.
Where do I have them? I have them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'll give it to them just to get them to 8. Because it's at home. I'm going to assume that Brandon Staley might have another Brandon Staley in them somewhere. And that they lose that ball game. But let's see what the win total was.
I think I had 9.
10.
I picked 9 or 10 wins.
Oh, you want me to count for you? My fault.
I think I lost count. I think I had them in 9. Six.
Sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Your last one was a win or a loss?
I had a loss. I had
8.
Chargers win. So I got them at 8.
We both got them at 8.
Yeah, that makes sense. So
Denver Broncos going under. Next up, let's do the Los Angeles Chargers. Like we said, they had the opportunity, they have the opportunity to win the division, or sorry, win a wild card berth last year. All they had to do is just get a tie, but they didn't want to do that. And in the end, Rich Bisaccia and the Raiders said, fuck you. And they were sitting at home. So bizarre. I've never seen anything like it. It still amazes me to this day that that happened and played out the way that it did. Like I said, plus 240 to win the division, plus 850 to win the AFC. People are really high on the Chargers.
A lot of people are, for good reason.
For good reason, but if you don't think they'll make the playoffs, plus 160 to not make the playoffs. Win total is at 10. So let's go down here, pull up the schedule for the LA Chargers. And here we go. Chargers open up the season at home hosting the Raiders.
I'm going to say the Chargers now.
I think the Chargers want some revenge. They'll get a win, and then they will lose on Thursday night in Kansas City.
Yes, they will.
Mm-hmm. Hosting Jacksonville, dub.
That's a dub. Yeah. Let me eat a dub.
In Houston.
Every time I see Houston on anybody's schedule, I'm taking the other team.
Here's the thing. Chargers played the Texans last year, and the Texans ran the Chargers.
I do remember that. You do have to account for the fluky Charger loss at least once or twice a season.
Right. I'm going to say win, but it ain't out of the realm of possibility they lose that game. Week 5 in Cleveland.
They're going to win now.
They will win that one. Monday night, week 6, hosting the Broncos. Believe I said that was a dub.
Yeah.
Week 7, hosting the Seattle Seahawks.
That's a dub.
Week 8 is a bye. Week 9 in Atlanta.
That's a dub.
Week 10, Sunday night in San Francisco.
I'm going to go with dub.
You said you're going dub for the Chargers?
I'm going dub for the Chargers.
So am I. Week 11, hosting the Kansas City Chiefs.
They'll lose out.
They will lose at home. In Arizona, week 12.
They'll win that.
I think they're going to lose. I think that's their fluky late-season loss.
Fluke game might be the Atlanta game. But I'm going to keep it.
It's Atlanta. Come on, bro.
I'm just saying.
He's going to talk about worst teams in the league. The Atlanta Falcons is going to be one of the worst teams in the league.
Yeah, but we also mentioned the Texans will be too.
I think the Texans are going to be better than the Falcons. Marcus Mariota, enough said. Week 13 in Vegas. I said loss.
Yeah, I picked a loss for that.
Week 14 hosting the Miami Dolphins.
That's a win.
I'm going to go loss. Wow. Hosting the Titans.
That's a win.
Monday night, week 16, night after Christmas in Indianapolis.
They're going to lose though.
I think they'll win. Week 17, hosting the LA Rams.
Ooh, that's going to be a big game. Oh, man.
New Year's Day.
I'm going to take the charge just because they're going to need to win some of these big games to make the playoffs.
I will also take the Chargers in week 18 at Denver. I went win.
I think I picked.
Oh, wait, sorry. I went loss. You went win.
Yeah.
So I got a 1-2. See, I got them on a long win streak and then a four gamer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. You got them at 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah, I got him in 12 dubs.
So, did they clear that 10? I don't think it's easy that they clear that 10.
No, a lot of these go a different way, man. Like, these are me having faith in this team finally turning a late season corner on games they should win.
Mm-hmm. especially now that they don't have Anthony Lynn. Let's talk about the Las Vegas Raiders.
The Raiders.
Y'all done win this a Raider. Once we squeaked into the playoffs last year because the Chargers were idiots. I won't say they played a good game against the Bengals, but they fought. And game almost went their way, just narrowly lost at the buzzer. But they come back, they're reinforced, they got Devontae Adams. They start the season at the Chargers. Go, Chargers, go. Every time I think of the Chargers, I just hear that Schwarzenegger bit that Boomer always used to play.
The Chargers.
Remember Boomer just had the like most randomest sound bite?
Yeah.
Week two, hosting the Arizona Cardinals.
So for the first one, I had the Chargers, right?
I had the Chargers.
And I'm pretty sure I picked the Chargers for that
yes.
one. Too.
Yes. Okay. We're both on Chargers. Gotcha. Cardinals are week two.
I'm gonna go Raiders.
Week three at Tennessee.
I'll take Tennessee.
Going to Vegas. Week four, hosting the Denver Broncos. That was a Vegas win for me. I believe you had it as such, too.
Yeah.
In Kansas City, Monday night.
I'm going KC.
I'm going Vegas. Vegas is always plays hard in Candlestick. Good Lord. In Arrowhead, they always play hard. This is your first big game against the Chiefs. It's prime time. Monday Night Football matters again.
I'm changing my opinion. I'm going Raiders.
People forget, man, the Raiders and the Chiefs are one of the great rivalries in the NFL.
In NBA, yeah, exactly.
Like
100%
blood feud.
I hear Steve Sable when I think of that rivalry.
Right. You know, this is going to be a big one for the Raiders, and I think that they're going to take it seriously. You know the Chiefs are going to be due for some early season losses.
Yeah.
This is a loss that could happen on the schedule, so I'm going to go with the Denver Broncos. Las Vegas Raiders. Week six, early bye, and then they turn around week seven and they play the Houston Texans.
Raiders.
Yep. Week eight in New Orleans.
Woo! You know what? I'm taking the Saints.
I am taking the Saints as well. Week nine in Jacksonville.
Raiders.
Hosting the Colts week 10.
Raiders.
Week 11 in Denver.
I picked Denver.
Yeah, Denver with Raiders.
Yeah.
Week 12 in Seattle.
That's Raider win.
That also was another great rivalry. The Seahawks and the Raiders. Back when the Seahawks were an AFC team. I honestly would not mind that. Raiders are hosting the Chargers week 13. I win.
Yeah, I picked the Raiders now.
Raiders Thursday night in LA against the Rams.
We'll take the Rams.
I'll take the Rams as well. Hosting the New England Patriots Sunday night football week 15.
Raiders.
Going with the Raiders. Week 16 at Pittsburgh. Christmas Eve. Ooh, that is a rivalry.
It is for Raiders
and Steelers. I'm also going Raiders. New Year's Day hosting the San Francisco 49ers. First time those two teams have played since the Raiders moved out of the Bay.
There's going to be a lot of fights in those fucking crowds. Like, y'all don't understand. Mad Modelo is going to get chugged that day. I'm going to go Niners.
I'm going to go with the better quarterback. I'm going to go with the Raiders. And then hosting the Chiefs. That could be for the division.
They said they're hosting the Chiefs?
Yes.
Well, since I picked them early, I got to pick the Chiefs.
I'm going to go with the Chiefs as well. Raiders, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I got him at 13. I believe you have him at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You got him at 9 wins. I got him at 9.
I thought I had him at 10.
I got you at 9. Okay, I got you at 9. Having 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 losses. 5, 6 losses. Six losses will put you at 11-6.
So I have 11 wins.
Sorry. I'm doing like terrible 11. Fucking. Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, I am bad at math. You do have them at 9-8.
Okay, so I'm at 9-8. Okay, yeah. I knew somewhere in between it, which makes sense because I had them finish in third. So that makes sense. Yeah.
Sorry, I wasn't counting the losses that we both have them at. But I do have a lot of faith in the Raiders this year. I think the Raiders are going to be really good. As long as the offense scores points. The offense doesn't score
points. A lot of Carter Adams.
A lot of Renfro. A lot of Waller. Josh Jacobs can't be hurt. Yeah. Now to the Kansas City Chiefs, who I don't remember the last time. I think the Kansas City Chiefs have run this division since Peyton left. If I'm not mistaken, they open the season. Actually, where are the odds? Let's go to the odds for this team real quick. I didn't do them for the Raiders, which, I mean, like, if you, sorry. Kansas City. As I sneak around, have you seen Patrick Mahomes' baby?
Yeah, I saw a comment. Somebody... black people be sounding real, be sounding like them people sometimes. Like when they mention shit like bloodline, I was like, look, man, you niggas are weirdos, bro. Like, my whole thing is this. I'm finna get real, flows Eric Dyson on y'all real quick. I know we make jokes about interracial relationships in the world and on Twitter and on this very here network. But as long as you ain't clowning your race, do what you wanna do. I really don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, so yes, the baby does look like a white child.
I was going to say, I thought you was going to go into like a diatribe about like, yo, y'all can clown whoever, just don't be touching children. But them kids, I guess.
Hey, man. I don't really care about all that. Yeah. When you come into the world, you're guilty of whatever. It's all, you know, all hands on deck. I really don't care about all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't care about Skip Bayless talking about LeBron's kid. Like,
yeah,
you're talking about a kid. I mean, it's basketball.
By the way, speaking to Stephen A. Smith, did you see that suit he had on Monday?
Oh, I saw it. Looking like Colonel Sanders.
Looking like he's a face from Nickelodeon.
Shout out to
orange as hell.
But I'll never forget somebody said Patrick Mahomes looked like a sober Trippy Red. Like, I'll never get that image out of my head. He really do. Looks like a sober Trippy Red.
Sober Trippy Red and his Kansas City Chiefs are +600 to win the AFC.
If anybody hasn't seen Patrick Mahomes live, now granted, I only saw it for literally one drive. It's incredible.
Yeah.
The man, I was watching his warm-ups, like, enamored. Like, people can throw a football like that? And not just the whole time I was watching it. I was like... This nigga Ryan Pace had 2 private workouts with this man and said, he's good, but he's no Trubisky.
He will never see heaven.
He will never see heaven. He will never see the pearly gates and get to talk to our Lord and Savior because of this move here. And I just don't understand it. But I think it's gonna be a revenge season for the Chiefs, man.
Their win total is at 10.5.
I'm going over.
Kansas City Chiefs open in Arizona.
Duh.
That, to me, is a win. And then in Kansas City. In Kansas City, yes, hosting the L.A. Chargers.
I'm taking
that was a win. In Indianapolis, week 3.
So there's a lot of AFC South games in this division. I'm going with the Chiefs.
Sunday night, taking on the guy Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Ooh, so the Chiefs play the Bucs this year. Rematch the Super
Bowl. Chiefs are in Tampa Bay.
It's in Tampa?
Yes.
I'm going to take the Chiefs because the Bucs got a lot of questions right now.
Okay. I am taking the Chiefs as well. I had them losing Monday night at home against the Raiders. I think you had that as a win, I believe. That's my first Raider. Oh, sorry, first Chiefs loss.
I think I picked the Raiders for that one.
I believe I was one of your eight losses.
Yeah.
Remember, exactly. You had them as eight losses. It's a lot.
Right.
Of losses.
Oh, okay. Okay, you're right.
So, yeah. Also, right. Yeah. You had the Chiefs winning that game. You had the Raiders winning the back. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Chiefs are hosting the Buffalo Bills. Week 6.
AFC title rematch. It's in Kansas City?
Mm-hmm.
I think the Bills got that game circled, man. I think Buffalo will win that one.
Buffalo wins. Another game that I think this team has circled. Week 7 in San Francisco.
Chiefs. I don't know why I said like Chiefs. Like, I really thought about it, and I thought about it was quarterback.
They got a bye week 8, Sunday night, week 9, and at home against the Titans.
Chiefs.
Why is that on Sunday night? Hosting the Jaguars. Sorry, Pat. Week 11 in LA against the Chargers.
Chiefs.
Same. Hosting the LA Rams. Whew! That is the first time the Chiefs and the Rams have played since that crazy fucking Monday night game a couple years ago.
Yeah, and Matthew Stafford knows how to play in cold weather.
And Jared Goff is in Siberia. So is Todd Gurley. Damn, that's crazy.
I'm going to take the Chiefs in a very, very close game.
I will also take the Chiefs. Better quarterback. This is also going to be a good one. Week 13 in Cincinnati.
In Cincy?
In Cincy.
I'm going to go Bengals.
Revenge game for the Chiefs. I'm going Chiefs. In Denver.
Chiefs.
In Houston.
Chiefs.
In Seattle.
Chiefs.
In Denver. Hosting Denver.
A dub again.
Okay. Jeez. By the way, week 17 was hosting Seattle, not in Seattle. But I mean,
yeah, like, it doesn't matter.
Didn't change a goddamn thing. And then at the Raiders, you had that as a Raider win. I had that as a Chiefs win. So I have the Chiefs losing 2 games. You have them losing 3.
Yeah. So I got them at 14-3.
Damn, they're going to be good.
It's going to be a good team, man. I think not having Tyreek is actually going to pay a dividend because he's got to spread the ball more.
Thank you.
I don't think enough people are talking about that.
I could not stand everyone. Oh, how could you trade Tyreek Hill? He's a once in a lifetime. He's fast as fuck, boy. But you can find fast niggas.
And Juju's not weak. He just pointed.
Right. Juju's a really good quarterback. I actually think Juju fits what they're going to want to do well, you know, coming out of slot. So I think they're in a perfect position.
You know, Travis Kelce got the Joe Dirt mask. He went back to white women.
He
left that beautiful Nubian queen, Kayla Nicole.
Wow.
I'm available, Kayla. I'm about $60 million.
See what happens. Dollars.
I'm about $60 million broker than Travis. But where's money when you have love? Ask yourself that.
Ask yourself.
Yeah, you live downtown LA, but really, who likes downtown? Listen,
money can't replace what
money
this
can't
can
replace. Come to the West Side. You know, Culver City's nice. I got a nice little 2-bedroom. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't the mansion, but you know how we
It
go.
Ain't the mansion, but you know we got Taco Truck. We got Chick-fil-A across the street. Y'all ain't got no Chick-fil-A's downtown.
They don't? Man, that's a shame, baby. See, y'all ain't got no Sonics? No?
Y'all ain't got none of that, man. Come to the west side of L.A.
Oh, Lord. All right.
That's my pitch for Kayla Nicole, is I like all her Instagram pics.
That is a solid pitch. Let's go to the other side of the west, the NFC West. The defending champs are the favorites. The Rams are plus 125 to win the division. Niners right behind them, plus 175. Yeah, go ahead.
While I am very concerned about Matthew Stafford's name, I am done criticizing Matthew Stafford. What's his full name? John Matthew Stafford?
Something like that. Something really generic and white.
I have succumbed. He finally beat me. Matthew Stafford, after a decade plus, has finally beaten Scott Lewis. Yeah. You got it, bro. You are that guy.
You did it. You shut me up. You hit Cooper Kupp 50-11 times and won a Super Bowl. So, congratulations. Yeah. I have nothing else to say to you. I used to say heinous things like Jay Cutler is a better quarterback than you.
Yes, those words used to be uttered from my mouth.
But you know, you proved me wrong. You egg on my face, right?
Yeah.
I'm just going to shut the fuck up for the rest of your career.
Now, if his injury isn't severe, I think not only do the Rams win the NFC again, I think they run away with the NFC.
Okay.
If he is healthy. If that injury isn't serious, they got AD coming back. Obviously, they got the whole team back. They got Bobby Wagner. I don't think we talking about
Bobby Wagner coming home.
Bobby Wagner behind, in my opinion, the best player in football, Aaron Donald. And then we got that turncoat, Allen Robinson, who is you know, his third option. And I think Allen Robinson's third option.
Allen Robinson's going to have a nice bounce-back season now that he's actually playing.
Yeah, because, this is how Allen Robinson plays when he doesn't quit.
Oh, Allen Robinson, what a player. He's such a good wide receiver when he has a quarterback.
That's the thing that's going to annoy me. People are going to act like this nigga never knew how to play football. Like, when Bears fans have been screaming from the mountaintops on how good he is, even throwing the bombs. And my beef with Allen Robinson is not that he left the Bears. Any reasonable man would leave the Bears. I'd leave the Bears if I could. Is he quit? And I know a lot of people I've talked to say, well, you don't know if you quit. Nigga, I was at 6 games last year. And all 6 of them games I went to, I would see him getting locked up. And I've never seen Allen Robinson get locked up. He was playing with even worse quarterback before that. So I think the man quits. That's my beef with him. But I think on paper, of course it's paper, and we know how teams that won the World Series before do the next year. But on paper, I think this roster is even better than last year.
Well, just to your point on Allen Robinson, he made a business decision, and there was no clearer sign of him making the business decision. You know, say what you will about taking the playoffs and what you saw last year. There was no clearer sign of him making a business decision. It's right when he hits free agency, he takes an under-market deal to go play with the LA Rams. Because what he's able to do now is go play on a super team with a stacked roster and other wide receivers just as good as him, where he can go and actually play and put in the effort, make some big plays, have some memorable moments, and then you can look back at everyone who wronged you, every quarterback that you had, every GM, whatever, and you can say that you didn't believe in me. You didn't do right by Allen Robinson. And all that is such bullshit.
Yes.
Allen Robinson knows that. His fucking agent knows that.
Everybody knows his
boy in the media who we doing fucking podcasts with knows that. Listen, Bears fans love Allen Robinson. Allen Robinson is the second best wide receiver I have ever seen in a Bear uniform. Maybe the first.
The bar is in hell.
Fair. It is very much in hell. But I don't think there's any true feelings, hard feelings between Bears fans and Allen Robinson. We understand. We just wish you didn't quit on the fucking team. That's it. That's all. Go out on your sword. Go out the right way. But it says something about your character big time when you go out there, some of those games you were playing last year, and give the effort that you did. Showed on the stat sheet. Showed in the film room. Showed on the All 22. And it's going to show next year when you put up all these numbers with the LA Rams. I bid you good day, sir. Now, let's talk about the teams that are not going to win the division, because like this is a two-team race. We'll start in Seattle. The Seattle Seahawks to miss the playoffs. If by some chance you think they're going to make the playoffs, plus 500, they're not.
If you see them making the playoffs, you watch that Drew Lock Jeezy video way too much.
Stop. Jeezy on the traffic, they say Jeezy on some.
I hate videos with white people rapping rap lyrics.
Like, oh, shorty ass that was rapping. Don't even get me started. Fucking shit into the ground.
Don't even get me started with Kirsten.
This shit get deeper and deeper and deeper.
From Deerfield.
Kirsten from Deerfield.
Rapping about O Block. I was driving down O Block not even 3 days ago. And nigga, I've spent a lot of time over there growing up, you know, because my dad's church is literally walking distance from O Block. Mm-hmm. Nigga, I was at the light and I was like, nigga, hurry up. So I know this white girl talking about some O Block. Like, get out of here. I'm just getting tired. Yes, I'm tired of these videos of white people rapping lyrics. Like, they the ones who listen to the records. Who do you think going to the shows? They ain't niggas. They can't afford that. It's them. Like, stop being shocked at white people, you know, listen to rap, man.
The win total. You got a lot of thoughts today.
I really do. We should have did another summer session. We don't have no summer session. We did a summer session earlier this week, but I've been more PC on some sessions. I've been, you know, I've had a lot of things in my mind today.
Their win total is at 5.5. Seahawks start the season, like I said.
Ooh, 5 is generous.
Hosting, right? Alternate totals. Definitely taking those alternate totals. They are hosting the Denver Broncos.
Lost.
Broncos country's going to ride. In San Francisco.
Loss.
Hosting the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh man, that's a nasty game.
It's gonna be a terrible.
Please tell me this is an afternoon, like noon game.
It is. It's the 1:25. Well, sorry. It's a West. It's in Seattle, so it's a West Coast game.
God.
But the good thing is, it's gonna be overshadowed by a better game. So who gives a shit?
I mean, I think Seattle can beat Atlanta.
I do too, but it's a toss-up game.
13-10 game.
I'm going Seattle, but it's a toss-up game.
Yeah.
At Detroit.
I'm going to Detroit, man.
We got a new episode of Hard Knocks tonight.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I watched a lot of HBO tonight. I got to watch Hard Knocks, and I missed Industry last night.
So Industry.
Yes, Industry is basically Succession Junior. It's pretty much what it is. It's like a show about these young investment bankers at this firm in London, and the nigga who played Juntao, not actual white Juntao, but the nigga who we thought was Juntao.
Wait, that nigga's in the show?
Yes, he's one of the main
people
in that. And also for all of us Soprano fans, the nigga who tried to get Uncle June in trouble at the mental ward.
Oh,
same
wow.
guy. Yeah, so he's on there.
Juntao.
That's some quality
not
milk
white
on this
Juntao.
Show.
Everybody, see, if this is the thing. If you black and you've watched Rush Hour, you know. Because we all thought
niggas,
that nigga was
yeah,
Juntao.
Yeah, niggas didn't know that the white dude was Juntao until like 2019, bro. I watched Rush Hour maybe more than any movie I've seen in my life, and I didn't know that until
it
like
took me years. So damn long to realize. I think it was so Tom Wilkinson.
Yeah, and then when I watched it again, I was like, yo, it was right there.
The whole damn time.
The whole time.
The whole time, I was like, oh yeah, no, that white motherfucker, Juntao.
Yeah. Industry's a great show, though. Check it. There's a lot of no-name actors on there. Like, the only actor we know of is Juntao. But I call Succession Junior. If you like Succession, I think you'll like Industry. It's a pretty good show.
Sounds great. Oh God, sorry. I'm trying not to peek to my left because I am watching the Chicago Cubs do what they do best. So we're gonna keep on trucking, keep on keeping on. And with that, the New Orleans Saints are hosting the Seattle Seahawks.
Saints are winning that, man.
Seahawks are hosting the Arizona Cardinals, week 6.
Cardinals. Broncos winning that.
In LA to face the Chargers.
Oh, it's the Chargers. Dude, Seahawks. If you're a Seahawks fan, man, hope the Mariners make the playoffs, bro. That's all I got for you.
I very much so. Don't even have a basketball team to fall back.
Yeah, y'all ain't got no basketball team, so just hope the Mariners make it.
Sorry, I gotta get off my Ron Wickish trash tweet. Week 8 hosting the New York Giants.
The trash bowl. I'm gonna go.
I'm going with the G-Man.
Because, like Colin Coward said, Daniel Jones plays like somebody who went to a basketball.
Went to Duke. He plays like someone who went to Duke. At the Cardinals, week 9.
Cardinal win, man.
Yep. Wow. Sunday in Germany. Do you want to know what time this game starts? I'm not even going to tell you who they're playing because it may or may not affect your viewing. I don't know.
Green Bay?
No, I said what time will this game start?
Oh, I'm guessing like 5:30 in the morning, my time.
5:30 your time?
Yeah.
6:30 your time.
Yeah, I won't.
In Germany, it's the Seahawks and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, come on, man.
Tom Brady, big goat.
Goatie gonna be eating whatever they eat out there very soon.
He gonna be driving Volkswagens the whole trip and then just going and throw 4 touchdowns in the first half, 2 more in the second, and then just go kicking on the sidelines. Go drink some St. Pauli girls and Becks and relax. Oh God, Cubs are doing it. Week 11 is a bye.
Doing it as far as winning or losing?
What do you think?
Probably losing.
Yeah. Week 12, Raiders loss. Week 13, Rams loss.
I told you 5 is generous.
Week
man.
14, Seahawks hosting the Carolina Panthers.
They'll win though.
I'm gonna go with the loss.
And I'm not even sure about that one, but
no, I'm gonna go with the loss. Cause even if you're not high on Baker Mayfield, they still got Christian McCaffrey if healthy.
Right. You're right. I'm taking that back. You're right.
Yeah.
I'll take Seattle. Not Seattle, but Carolina.
Yeah. Thursday night hosting the 49ers.
Niners.
I don't know why that's going to be a weird game to me, but I'm going to go L.
Because Trey Lance is playing.
Yeah. Christmas
I don't believe
Eve.
In Trey Lance.
What you say?
I don't believe in Trey Lance, which no, I know that doesn't help my black QB agenda, but it doesn't help it at all.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I was going to, never mind. Week 16 at Kansas City.
Turn the channel. That's what I have to say.
Christmas Eve, go spend time with your family, please.
Go spend time with your family.
Oh, God.
No grandma cook,
New Year's man. Day. If your hangover isn't bad enough, why don't you go watch the New York Jets and the Seattle Seahawks?
Ooh-wee.
You know what? We don't know Zach Wilson's status. Because of that, I think last game, I said the Jets are going to win.
Flacco,
I'm going to flip it.
Game.
Seahawks.
Flacco, take it to them niggas, man. I'm going to the Jets.
Week 18, Rams. I don't care who's starting.
Yeah, it really don't matter, man.
I don't give a shit, man. They can go drag Kurt Warner off on the court, man. They're there. It's a wrap. So I got the Seahawks 1. Oh, my God. I have them with 2 wins.
So do I.
What the fuck?
2 dubs, man. Yeah. I told you, 5 was generous, dog.
Jamal Adams, you played yourself. You really did. You got paid, but on the worst team in the NFL. The other team who is going to be outright putrid in this division is the Arizona Cardinals. The Arizona Cardinals won't have DeAndre Hopkins for about half the season. It was PEDs, right?
Yep.
They said. What do you think about all this shit, man? Because Tatis got popped.
But, man, the Tatis family going outside. Take the L, man. going outside.
Anybody that should be talking is the damn dad.
Rickon won. Moving along.
All right, man. Rickon won. All right, man. What's the score right now?
3-1.
3-1? Okay.
Astros.
Oh.
Altuve just hit a ball into the damn run.
What the fuck? All right. Why am I on the Raiders? Get me off of the Raiders. Who are we doing now? Arizona Cardinals.
The Cardinals.
There we go. The Cardinals +400 to win the division. It's not bad for when compared to the other team. I don't think is winning the division. +2,000 to win the conference. Their win total right now is an 8.5. I think I took them under 8.5 about a month ago without looking at the schedule. Just assuming that with DeAndre Hopkins out and knowing what we know about Cliff Kingsbury, they're not touching 8.5 wins.
Yeah, I don't know how you gotta do the schedule. Right?
Let's see. Hosting the Kansas City Chiefs, that's an L week loss. One. In Las Vegas week 2, that's a loss.
Yeah.
Hosting the LA Rams week 3, loss. That's a loss. In Carolina, week 4. That's going to be a really good game because guess what? Guess who was Kyler Murray's was overstudy? Kyler Murray was the backup for Baker Mayfield at one point in their career. That's friendly little rivalry going on there. And I think both quarterbacks got a little something to prove. You know what? I'm going with the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, I am too.
And you know what? Arizona starting 0-5 because they're losing at home against the Philadelphia
Eagles. Yeah, I haven't picked a win for them yet.
Week six in Seattle. There's your win.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your win. Turn around Thursday, hosting the New Orleans Saints.
Saints winning out.
In Minnesota against the Vikings.
I hate Vikings games. It's in Minnesota. It's
the same conundrum I have because it really can go either way. It is in Minnesota.
I guess by default, I give it to the Vikings.
I'm giving it to the Vikings as well. Hosting Seattle week 9, that's a dub. Their only two wins I have them on so far this season are against the Seahawks. Week 10.
That's pathetic.
Week 10 in LA.
It don't even matter which team lost.
This is an interesting one. Week 11 taking on San Francisco Monday night, but it's going to be at Estadio Azteca in Mexico City. It's going to be a lot of Niners fans in the building either way.
Yeah, I'm going Niners.
Yep. Chargers.
Why even had these niggas at a win yet?
The only two wins are against the Seahawks. Week 12 hosting the Chargers.
Come on, man. Chargers.
Finally, by week 13, week 14, Monday night against the New England Patriots.
I'm going to go Pats.
I will also go Pats. Week 15 at Denver.
I'm going to go Denver.
I'm going to win. Week 16, Sunday night, Christmas, hosting Tampa.
It says in Tampa?
Hosting Tampa.
Hosting Arizona. Tampa. That's Christmas.
Right.
I'll give them that one. Also fluky shit.
You haven't beat Tampa? Nah, yeah. It's Tom Brady in December.
You're right. Take that back. I'm tripping.
At Atlanta, dub.
Atlanta's going to be so bad, man.
Week 18 in San Francisco. I got them at 4 wins.
I think I got them at like 2 or 3.
I think the Arizona Cardinals are going to be bad. I think this schedule is... like you're running into a gauntlet first 5 weeks of the year. Hosting the Chiefs, at the Raiders, hosting the Rams. You get past week 4, you're hosting the Eagles. Like, that's a tough little stretch.
Yeah.
I just don't see it for these niggas. Damn. Between the Cardinals and the Seahawks. I said this is going to be a gauntlet. I take that back. I'll take it all back. Let's move on now. And let's talk about the two teams that are really going to be, in my eyes, fighting for this division crown. That's the Rams and 49ers. Those were two teams in the NFC Championship game last year. The 49ers shouldn't won it. They should have won it at a 10-point lead. And there was a ball out of Matthew Stafford's hands. And you know that doom, 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 doom,
yeah.
The Chariots of Fire song. That's what that cornerback, that safety, was. That's what was playing through his head while that duck from Matthew Stafford was just floating in the air. And then it just right through his fucking hands. And I'm sitting there like, oh, Rams are going to win this game. And they did.
Yeah, for real.
So I was sitting here talking about the San Francisco 49ers as Jimmy Garoppolo. Where are you going to be playing next year, sir? By the way, your final prediction, where is Jimmy Garoppolo going to be playing? There's a team out on the East Coast that needs a quarterback right now.
Team on the East Coast.
New York Jets.
Jets are going to give Daniel Jones that lot of shit.
I said the Jets, not the Giants.
Oh, the Jets. Oh, nah, no, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen. But I think Seattle. I just don't see them niggas running all year with, you know, what's buddy name? Drew Lock.
Okay. The 49ers, plus 1,700 to win the Super Bowl, plus 750 to win the NFC. If you don't like them to make the playoffs, plus 180 to miss the playoffs. Their win total is at 10.5. Let's see what the 49ers have got in them. They start the season with a very tough, tough opponent, the Soldier Field Grass.
This has actually been my surprise pick. I'm taking the Bears, though.
I'm taking the Soldier Field Grass, baby.
Taking the Bears.
Let's go. Go Bears! You can. I tried to explain to my girlfriend why Soldier Field is the way it is, why it has always been that way. It is such a complex issue. Explain from your own eyes, because you were there last year for games. You were there yesterday. Just, we've seen it at poor condition, but like in comparison, yesterday or last week, what was that like?
It was the worst I've ever seen it. Like, it was bad. It was terrible. Like, the fact of the matter is the Bears don't own the stadium, so it's really all on the Park District, and the Park District don't know what they're doing, and this is a bad playing service. And you know, as soon as you, like, I don't know how people play football down there, because it wasn't fun walking on it. So I can only imagine running around playing football. But I don't know.
I love how they tried to water it at the end.
Like, yeah, that didn't help at all.
Knowing something for it.
It just made me waste more time walking to the other end of the field. Yeah. It then did nothing.
So September 11th is opening day. From now until opening day, there's three big concerts. This weekend, you got the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Next weekend, you got Bad Bunny. And then Labor Day weekend, Rammstein. Some of y'all might be wondering, who's Rammstein? You know the song. You've seen How High, right? He grabs the fucking speakers and he blasts that song. That's Rammstein. You are going to have three shows where people are going to go fucking insane before Bears is supposed to take that field on September 11th. Just keep Justin Fields in your thoughts and prayers. That's all.
It's going to be a rough night for him, but I still need to win that game.
That's all. Continuing here with the 49ers hosting the Seattle Seahawks. I don't even know why we bother.
Yeah.
In Denver, Sunday night. Do host.
I'm not going to take
them. Do host me. Sorry, you. What was that?
So I'm not taking them.
So Niners. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. Niners. I'm taking them.
Monday night, 49ers and the LA Rams in LA. Sorry, in San Francisco.
That's going to be a good one, but I'm going to go with Niners.
I'm going to go with the Niners as well. In Carolina, week 5.
I'll go Niners.
Going 49ers as well at Atlanta.
It's going to be obviously not Atlanta. I don't even know what I thought. Well, I know what I thought.
But I say you're pausing. I'm just like this. Is
this central time zone is whooping my ass right now.
So imagine how I'm doing on the East Coast, my friend.
Yeah,
it's not love.
My brain is telling me to shut down right now.
Can't sing that anymore, goddamn. Sunday, week 7, hosting the Kansas City Chiefs.
It's a loss.
Week 8 in LA. They're getting the Rams games out the way early.
Man, that's going to be some good football so far for both teams this year.
Yep.
I'm
going Rams, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Week 9 bye. Week 10, hosting the Chargers.
I'll give him a win.
Sam's. At Arizona. Oh, sorry. Well, I guess this will be the Mexico game, but Olay still going to be the 49ers.
Yeah.
Hosting the Saints, week 12.
Saints are going to be sneaky this year, man.
They are.
The Saints in this one.
I agree. The homecoming of Mike McDaniel, week 13, 49ers hosting the Dolphins.
The Black King comes on. He'll beat the Dolphins.
Yeah, I think so. Week 14, 49ers hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Tampa.
You know what? I'm going to go against Tom Brady in December just this one time. I think he's always due for one December loss.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with this one right here because it is on the road. It is going to be a tough defense. You know, there's emotions with him playing at home. It could be his last time playing in San Francisco or in the Bay Area. So,
yeah,
I think the emotions get the better one. He'll lose that game. In Seattle, when hosting the Washington Commanders Christmas Eve.
He'll win that one.
It's Carson Wentz, man. In Las Vegas. Got that as a Niner.
I think I picked the Raiders to win that.
As a Niner win. And then week 18, Cardinals, that's a dub.
Yep.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, pick
seven,
it. I lost eight, count.
9, 10, 11, 12. We're both at 12.
That makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. 49ers got the defense. All it really is relying on is how good can Trey Lance be. I think we saw some flashes at certain points in the games that he played. Now he's got to put together over 17 games.
I'm not Trey Lance, yeah, man.
Like, I'm not the biggest Trey Lance fan either. And, like, to be honest with you, Trey Lance has missed. Wait. I'm tweaking. I don't know why, because I thought Jordan Love was North Dakota State. It is Trey Lance. Trey Lance missed the last 2 seasons. You know, he didn't play in 2020. The pandemic year, because North Dakota State wound up doing a spring schedule, so he didn't play then. Yeah. He only played a handful of games last year. So you haven't played a full schedule in more than 2 years. How rusty are you? You know, can you pick up this particular game speed? Because this ain't college, and you're not going to be playing the Houston Texans all the time. Can you pick it up? That's going to be massive for him, and we'll see what happens. actually went out of order with the Cardinals and 49ers, but I mean, like, the Cardinals are going to be terrible, so who cares? Let's finish with the Los Angeles Rams. Defending Rams, champions. Yeah. Let's pull up their odds to win.
Number one rivalry in LA sports right now.
What, the Rams and football fans?
Yeah, exactly.
Winning the Super Bowl, Rams are plus 1,200, plus 550 to win the conference. Our win total is at 10.5. I think they'll clear it, but let's see. Hosting the Buffalo Bills week one. I think that's a letdown Bills spot.
Are crushing the party. Canceling Christmas.
That's a letdown spot. Hosting the Falcons, though, week two. That's a bounce back. In Arizona, dub. The 49er game in San Francisco. Loss.
Yeah.
Hosting the Dallas Cowboys.
I'll take them. Not the Cowboys.
That's tough, but I'm going to go Rams. It's going to be a good contingent out there. Hosting Carolina, that's a win for the LA Rams, I think. They had a week 7 bye, turn around, host San Francisco. I think that's a dub. Week 9 in Tampa. Rams and Buccaneers rematch of the divisional round, which was in Tampa.
Yeah.
Tom Brady gets his revenge.
You do?
I think so.
I think the opposite happens.
I was going to say, do you think they're like his kryptonite at the end of his career? Or have the potential to be?
Not too sure.
Okay. Hosting the Cardinals week 10. Dub. In New Orleans week 11.
I'm still like, New Orleans is going to get a lot of sneaky wins, man.
Right.
New Orleans, I'm going to take the Saints.
I'm going to take the Rams. In Kansas City. That's a loss for me.
Yeah.
Hosting the Seattle Seahawks. Why bother? Thursday night, hosting the Raiders. Go with the dub.
I think I picked the Rams. Well, I think I did. I think I picked the Rams. I might be wrong, but I think I picked the Rams.
Week 15, Monday night. This is actually going to be a simulcast on ABC. That's how you know how big it is. Rams in Green Bay.
Ooh. It's a December game?
Week 15, yep.
You know what? I'm taking the Rams, man. One, I think people are underestimating just the potential for this Packers team to just not be good is very high.
It is high, but I'm going to go regular season Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Regular season, Aaron Rodgers just puffed out, chest all. He's ready to fight. Come playoff time. Bitch. Week 16 hosting the Denver Broncos. Dub.
Dub.
Week 17, I mean, technically hosting the. Technically not hosting the Chargers. Technically it's a road game, but it's a home game. It's weird. Let's just go with it. It's going to be a Rams win.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I'm going to take the team that's likely to pack that stadium more with fans. That might be the only game that has more fans of other teams than the two teams involved.
If we're doing two, yeah, because a couple games. See all them Lakers jerseys.
It's a game later. Like, it's a 5:20 start, so theoretically, like, the Clippers play at noon, you got Chargers Rams at 5:20, the Laker game starts at 7:30. I don't know. We'll see. And then the Rams host the Chargers, that's a win.
Yeah,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You got them at 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be a dog fight between the Rams and the 49ers. Pick your poison. I think they'll both eclipse their win totals. But as far as division goes, it's just going to be so much fun to watch those teams play. I hate that they both got early season games.
Yeah.
Getting them out of the way early. It's 10 o'clock. I got to get ready to drive down to D.C. while I watch the Cubs potentially blow one against the worst team in the league.
And so I'm happy. Fighting sleep.
Cannot wait. You are fighting sleep, man. Enjoy the rest of your trip in Chicago.
Everybody pull up Thursday.
This Thursday, Haymarket. Have some Summer 54. Have all the other great beers down there. And then enjoy some company for the 200th episode of Seven Night the Hallis. This thing was built 5 years ago, sitting in a downtown Chicago Bar Louie. And it has since grown into something that even my wildest dreams could not fathom.
It has gotten bigger than what we thought it would be. I'm not going to lie about that. Like, I was sitting in practice day watching Justin Fields warm up. Like, it's one in the plan, but I like it.
I am very proud of you. I am very proud of Joe and what you two have accomplished. I'm very proud of what we have all built here at the Barber's Chair. Going very strong now, almost 5 years in.
Yeah.
I'm at Cameron Santo. You're at Barb Chair Scott on Twitter, at Barber's Chair Net on Twitter and Instagram, Facebook.com/Barber's Chair Digital. We gotta get up for
BCNet.com.
Yeah, the BCNet.com. We gotta get up for a new 40-40. But we will figure that out once I get done with this nice little week of baseball games. I am closing my eyes too. So that tells me that I need to start editing this shit so I can go to sleep. For Scott, I am Pierce. For Joe on remote, this has been the 2 Minute Drill podcast. I'm so tired.
The 40-40 drill.
The 40-40 drill. The ball don't drill.
Ball don't drill.
Take it easy, niggas.